Miranda heard noises coming from the bottom of the stairs. They were back. If they find me here, she thought, I'll end up dead, just like the others. It had to be them, downstairs in the bar. It was after hours, after all. Everyone else had cleared out. The kickstart had been closed. The girls had been sent home. They'd be coming upstairs any moment now to finish up their business. It would be quite the day for them. Sell some beer, some drugs on the side, get a bunch of guys laid, figure out what to do with three bodies. Oh yeah, they'd kill her. Well, maybe not Leo. Chances were he wouldn't kill her. Gary would be the one to actually kill her. But Leo, he wouldn't do anything to stop it. He always let Gary take the lead in these things. I'll end up as dead as the others, Miranda thought. If I don't get out of here right now. The others hadn't been dead long. Only minutes, she'd guessed, although it seemed much longer. It was true what they said, Miranda thought, about things slowing down. Maybe that's why in the movies, when something terribly dramatic was happening, they ran it in slow motion. Not just because it was a neat effect, but because it was a reflection of human experience. Maybe your brain had to play tricks with time to give you a chance to absorb what the hell was happening so you could figure out how to deal with it. Miranda felt as though she'd been in this room with the three dead men for some time now. But maybe it hadn't even been minutes. Maybe it had only been a few seconds. She wasn't sure. She wondered whether she might be slipping into shock. All she knew for certain was that they were dead. All you had to do was look at them, sprawled out across the floor, not stirring, their shirts and pants soaked with blood. Payne, dead. Eldridge, dead. Zane, dead. And only moments before, all alive. Eldridge had been the last to die. He'd hung on long enough to look into her eyes and say, Gary, he'll kill you. She hardly needed the warning. Even as she'd heard Gary and Leo at the bottom of the stairs, she tried to pull herself together, to think. Focus, she thought. Focus. For a moment, she wondered whether she could talk her way out of it. Tell Gary he didn't have to worry about her. Let her walk, and she'd never breathe a word of the things he'd done, not even that he'd killed the only man she'd ever really loved. Yeah, right. That was a plan. She poked her head out the door and into the dingy hallway. To the left, the stairs. The smell of stale beer, human sweat, and cigarettes wafted up. To the right, at the end of the hallway, a window that opened onto the fire escape. Miranda grabbed her bag and ran for the window, pushed up on it. It didn't want to budge. The voices were getting closer. Maybe halfway up. She could hear their footsteps. She pushed harder on the stuck window, and it rose an inch, just enough for her to slip her fingers under it. She put everything she had into lifting it, opened it wide enough to get one leg out, and planted on the rusted metal grating. Then she swung her body through her other leg. She caught a glimpse of them entering the far end of the hallway as she pressed herself against the building's cold brick wall. And then, as if willing herself to be weightless, she descended the metal stairs without a sound, and when she reached the bottom, ran off into the night. She knew she'd have to get away and never come back. She couldn't go to the police. They wouldn't help, wouldn't guarantee her safety. Gary always found a way. She was on her own. She'd have to disappear. She'd have to make it so no one ever found her. Because she knew he'd be looking, and she knew he'd never give up.